one of the things that we talk about quite regularly here, as you know, are the priorities of those in elected offices, right? Whether it's the president or the governor here in Michigan, where I am, or where you are, whatever it might be. The priorities oftentimes seem to be completely out of whack. I want to bring Todd Hunt back in. And Todd's a business owner. Like I said, he owns companies in Michigan and Indiana and some different things that he's done. But his specialty has always been bringing companies that are on the brink of going out of business back from that precipice and saving them. Todd, I want to continue now because as we talk about the priorities of this country, I want to play something for you. Guys, I want to play Bite 15 with Governor Gretchen Whitmer. This surfaced yesterday, Todd, and I don't know if you've had a chance to hear it, but I want to play this for you because I think that the priorities of the governor of Michigan, like a lot of Democrat governors or the administration of Washington, is focused on things that are not moving this country forward particularly. Go ahead and roll that, guys.
Passing if Roe v. Wade fails, what can voters do to help preserve our freedom of choice?
So we saw where we thought Dobbs was going to be headed, and this was prior to the draft opinion coming out publicly. So we looked at all the tools that I have as governor and determined that, okay, a couple of unique things I can do. Number one, I have the constitutional ability to bring a lawsuit to protect constitutional rights of people of Michigan. So I brought a lawsuit on behalf of all the menstruating people in Michigan, 2.2 million, and another tool I have is to go straight to our state Supreme Court.
Todd, I'm not sure if you heard that, so I'm going to repeat it for you. Menstruating people in Michigan. Apparently our governor, who is a woman, doesn't apparently know what a woman is. This is more evidence of where we're bogged down in this nonsensical conversation. The economy has 8.6% inflation. We've got gas at over $5 a gallon, diesel at almost $6. The price of groceries is out of sight. As you mentioned, baby formula can't be found. Neither can tampons, apparently. And there's also a peanut butter shortage, just as an aside for sport. And it's about to get worse. And our governor, who's a woman in Michigan, apparently doesn't know what a woman is, but they're menstruating people because we want to make sure that we're virtue signaling just properly all the time. Are you concerned about the problem? First of all, do you know what a woman is, Todd?
Well, I thought I did, but apparently I don't anymore.
A little confused.
Which, by the way, our world competition is more concerned about how they're going to rise up and build product and deliver product. And this country is only concerned about deciding what's a woman and what's a man and what a hero is and what isn't a hero. And by the way, I might add, that was our governor who is absolutely, a man-hating governor, especially a white man-hating governor. But that's neither here nor there. But anyways, go ahead. How do I feel about that conversation? It's exactly my point, Steve. It's exactly what you've been talking about, which you talk every day. Where are our priorities? We have fentanyl pouring into this country across the border. Our borders are wide open with illegal immigrants. We've got gas at $5 a gallon. We've got Putin running around completely wild, doing whatever he wants to do. And the only thing that this country's concerned about, the only thing is identifying what's a woman, what's a man, and what's a pronoun, I feel, and no more tough love. It is, you asked about my dad, my grandpa, the people that built this country, they'd be appalled. We are so soft, it's embarrassing.
I've asked you this question before, but I'm going to ask you this again, because I want people to hear your answer to this. Prior to World War II, we were not soft. We were coming through the Great Depression. World War II begins. We go to work. The factories across America fired up. The arsenal of democracy went to work. We built planes, trains, automobiles, tanks, everything. If World War II were to happen today in America, would we be able to answer the bell?
No. No. No, and that's not a, and you know, immediately when I say no, the left says, well, that's a conservative speaking. The answer is no. Plain and simple. No. No. Get steel to build the components to deliver the product. Hundreds of thousands of businesses are facing this today. Forget about the work shortage. Forget about the labor shortage we have here. Forget about that. We can't get the product, period. We can't even agree in this country, Steve, on whether or not we should be energy independent. And so the current administration's answer is, well, let's just all drive around on batteries. Okay, well, that's great. How am I going to drive a battery-operated car from here to California? There's no infrastructure. It's all feel-good nonsense politics, and it's gone so far, it's out of control. It's completely out of control. It's the country being run by politicians that don't even understand what makes the country work.
Period.
Career politicians. That's what they are.
Yeah.
They don't understand our businesses.
Well, it's not too late for you to run. You know that. Not too late. Well, we've got your back here. Todd Hunt, I appreciate your insights. We'll have you here again because we have to connect to the people that are on the front lines. Boots on the ground, as you put it, in the industries of manufacturing or whatever it might be. It doesn't matter if you can get employees or not if you can't get steel, because the steel's not made in America anymore. Not enough of it to supply your needs. Todd, always appreciate it, my friend. Thank you.
Thank you, Steve. Keep doing your thing.
All right. Todd Hunt, everybody. If you can't make the product because you don't have the resources, the natural resources, whatever it is, then what does the rest of it matter? The answer is it doesn't. It doesn't matter. We're going to take a break here. Don't go anywhere. It's the Steve Gerber Show. If you're looking for a new dog, I always tell people start at the shelter because it's a great idea. But sometimes that doesn't work out. I found the Barking Boutique. They also suggest starting at the shelter. But if it doesn't work, they have a world of wet noses, loving nuzzles, and puppy breath to choose from. The Barking Boutique began when its owner David was heartbroken by what he found looking for a new dog, puppy mills, and people he didn't trust. He decided he could do better, and he did. You can start your search right now, thebarkingboutique.com. New arrivals daily at thebarkingboutique.com.
Your time to shop early while the selection is at its best is ticking away. Celebrate your 4th of July with a bang at Sparky's Fireworks Outlet. 3731 Ann Arbor Road, just a half a mile east of the East Michigan Avenue Mine. Get the biggest boom for your buck at Sparky's Fireworks Outlet. Save even more with a Sparky bundle. Don't let your 4th of July fizzle. Get to Sparky's Fireworks Outlet early and save big before it's too late.